Josiah and Ellie.
Tonight, we're very much looking forward to something. Bachelor in Paradise. They've been teasing us with these scintillating, tantalizing ads for a while now. And tonight, it kicks off on WIN, 7:30 p.m. The host is none other than Osher Ginsberg himself. Morning, Osher.
Good morning, team. I'm so stoked that you get to see what we did last summer. not like that movie. It's not like that movie.
What? Well, like, who murders who?
I hope you
do. No, it's not like that. It's who pashes who.
Yeah, we thought Richie and Alex just have a reunion. We didn't realise they killed each other. That's hectic.
No. Good God, no, not at all. No, it's really great. It's, we went to Fiji in November and December, and we made a TV show there, and you get to see everyone, you know, fall in love and fall out of love. And yeah, it's all very exciting. What I love about it is you already know everybody. You know, it's not like you're having to get to know people. You know exactly who's there and what season they're from. And oh, they like this kind of person. That, oh, here comes that kind of person. Fantastic. Yeah, it's a bit like that.
Each year you seem to get, it gets juicier and juicier. This season, does it just go to another level?
Well, I guess the landscape's changed a lot since we started our show 7 years ago. And, you know, there's been a lot of people copying what we've been doing, which is understandable. And that's fine. Our show's changed. Like your show is different from what it was a year ago. We have to keep moving. You have to evolve anything. And I guess the direction we're going is in with a level of respect, not only for our audience, but also for the people involved in the show. And so tonight you'll see, I was actually quite surprised we aired it, Josiah, that we're going to air it. There's a thing that basically Brooke has a conversation with some of the other girls she was on Nick's season with about why she walked out. And it's quite inside the reason. And I didn't think we were going to air it, but we did. And so that shows a lot of respect to our audience. It was like, well, this is what happened. And it shows a lot of respect to her going, okay, we're true to your story. And the same goes for Richie and Alex when they haven't seen each other since they broke up, and you know, it, in respect to them and respect to our audience, we show that conversation with no edits at all. We show it in, and so what that means is there's no words cut out. They're not cutting from one face to another face. It's two locked off shots down a split screen. So you see them with all the awkward pauses, with all the facial expressions, all the reactions. You see everything, all the words said. It's just one. No one's ever done it before, but you know, that's because, you know, we respect our audience, we respect the people that allow us to keep making these shows, and we respect the people that are on them to be able to show these things unedited. And that's, we're very different, but I promise you, there's a lot of romance after all that. There's a lot of people falling in love.
Well,
because that's what I'm here to do. I'm just trying to stack the deck. I just want to get the most amount of people who've got the best chance of getting together as I possibly can, and put them on a resort in Fiji. That's what I want to
do. You are the world's greatest lovemaker, Osher. Do you know what I'm really...
Hello. That's a title.
Thanks, Josiah. Well,
I would know. We worked together for a while.
Hang on.
Working together and making love together are two different things, Jay.
Love maker, not, you know what I'm trying to say? You make it happen, Osher.
Love facilitator.
We are just going to sit here and watch you try and back this one out, mate.
You've seen me do that as well.
Oh, God. Oh. Where is this interview going?
No, Osher, what I'm trying to say is what I'm really looking forward to seeing is with this series, there's people like Alex Nation in there who is actually from the GV, so we're excited to see her on there, as well as Brooke. Are they going to kiss Richie? Are they going to kiss each other? Who knows?
We are a nation that voted for marriage equality, which I'm very grateful for. In the majority, Australians have shown in their hearts, yeah, absolutely. Whatever ticks your clock, go for it.
That makes me
proud to be Australian, you know? And I'm very proud that in an Australian television show like this, we can go, oh, okay, if that's what you're after, here you go. And it's going to be great.
And coming from the world's greatest lovemaker, that is a big statement. Yeah. So.
Hold your fire.
It's a good title to have, Osher. Let me just say that.
Crikey.
Back to the Brooke thing for a second. You said she reveals something. So is that in regards to why she left the show last year with Honey Badger?
It is exactly that.
Right. And it's like a behind the scenes kind of reason that we never saw.
Very behind the scenes reason.
Oh my God.
That we never saw. And like I said, I was quite fascinated that we even aired it, but it's a decision made above me and my pay grade. So I guess it's happening.
Oh my God, I'm excited. I've got a million speculations floating through my head right now. Like, did she fall in love with a cameraman? Or like, did she like have a fight with someone in the mansion that wasn't allowed to be shown? Oh my God, so many options.
I'll tell you what was going to happen is that my phone will be on airplane mode tomorrow morning.
Right. Wow. Well, I've got your phone number. Yeah. You should come on, mate.
Doesn't matter. It won't ring, Josiah.
Well, you know what? Tonight, I'm going to get my HelloFresh. I'm going to be cooking in front of the TV with my Japanese whiskey and a bottle of a tub of Milo, and I'm going to be watching.
Did you just work two separate contra plugs in?
About to say, how many things are you an ambassador for, Josiah?
Let me just clear the air. I'm not an ambassador for any of those things. That's just the perfect night for me in front of Batch in Paradise, okay, 7:30 on the Wind Channel, Osher.
Do you know what, Jay? I'm going to watch it after I get home from F45.
Well, if you do that, you'll miss the live chats. You can't miss the group chats.
Good point.
You can do F45 another 45 minutes. Gotta watch it live. Plus, you're at breakfast radio. You shouldn't be at the gym at that time of day.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
7:30 tonight on the Wind Channel. I cannot wait, Osher.
I love you guys. See you later.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.